What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Sin Vergüenza, the podcast. I'm your host, Ale, joined alongside our co-host,
Mr. Anonymous.
And today is Sunday, February 16th. So if you guys had a three-day weekend like me, I hope y'all had a good one, a fun one, an easy one, whatever you did on it. I hope it was great. And if you did not have a three-day weekend like our co-host here, well, that sucks. I don't know what else to tell you. But yeah, I just realized I'm not going to work tomorrow, so I didn't really need a rush right now. Whatever. Yeah, you guys, so how was everybody's Valentine's Day? I hope you guys took those Plan Bs. And if you're listening to this on Wednesday and you forgot, bitch, it's too late. It's only 3 days where you can take it. Just jump off the stairs at this point.
Okay, Jesus.
But yeah, so I hope everybody's Valentine's was good. Comment down below what y'all did. Let's see. What we did was, oh my God, I got dinner made for me, y'all. I got Brussels sprouts and steak. It was so delicious. Definitely not. I tried to make Brussels sprouts one time and it just tasted like straight up Brussels sprouts. Try to say Brussels sprouts three times fast.
Brussels sprouts. Oh.
Brussels sprouts. Yeah, you guys. So we did that. It was delicious. And then we went on a date. And so it was a good, like, Valentine's Day until I got sick. So that sucked. Got sick on my three-day weekend. Ain't that a bitch? Yeah. Did you have anything cool this week? You worked in the snow. I mean, in the rain.
Yeah, I got to work in the rain, which sucked ass.
Sorry, guys.
I was able to get your gift this year done faster than last year. Mm-hmm. Last year was last moment.
Okay.
Well, no, it was like last moment that I had to like get it done together because it was flowers. We went to go watch the movie. What was it called again?
Love Hurts.
Yeah, Love Hurts.
Ooh, movie review. Let's go ahead and rate that. That was one of the Valentine's movies this year.
Yeah.
So we watched Love Hurts yesterday. Surprisingly for a Saturday, the movies was pretty empty. But we did go pretty early. So we had the movie theater damn near to ourselves. It was just like one guy at the bottom.
Yeah. I think he left like halfway through or something because I didn't see him at the end at
all. He was giving really hardcore like Mexican. I'm like, were you understanding this, buddy? Yeah, that's probably why he left. But I mean, it was an action movie.
He left once he realized that it was a fucking love romance movie.
It was a little like weird at times. Like I feel like the way that they try to show off the girl is just weird.
I feel like they floated away from the actual plot for a couple of seconds.
I mean,
like a couple of times in the movie, I was kind of like, what does this have to kind of do with the movie in a way, you know?
There was like a couple of moments where it did feel that way, but I did like it.
I liked it too.
I just wished it had more funny parts. I wish it had more of the guy. I forgot their names, but like the big tall white dude and the big tall black dude.
Oh, okay.
I forgot their names, but they're like some assassins for like one of these guys. Spoiler alerts, I think so, or not, guys. I'm not really sure. Yeah, they were the funniest ones. I wish that there was a little bit more of them in there.
What did he keep saying?
What do you mean?
Like, what was the
guy's catchphrase? Guys, sorry about my coughing. What guy?
The one that kept like grabbing him and like throwing him on the wall. And he's like, oh, watch this.
Oh, yeah, they just kept saying that. They just kept telling each other, watch this. It was such a good movie, like,
that was so
with
funny.
Those guys. I rated it a 3.5, and you said a 4.
Yeah, out of 5, you guys.
The only reason why I rated it, like, that low is really because I wanted more funny parts in it. But it was good. The plot was good. The action was good.
I liked it because it had a lot of action in it. It had some funny parts, I ain't gonna lie. Overall, it was a good movie, though.
Would you consider it? Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, what were you going to say? I had to learn to stop that.
No, I was just going to say, like, I considered it to be a good movie just because of that. Like, it was an action slash romance, I guess. So it had a lot of action. It wasn't supposed to be too funny.
I guess more like rom-com instead of straight romance.
Yeah.
But would you consider it a Valentine's movie? The only thing that made it Valentine's was that the whole fight was going down on Valentine's. And, like, that's pretty much the whole, like, how they got beefing because one of the perps or whatever, one of the people was hyping everybody up by sending them threats through Valentine's Day cards. So would you consider it a Valentine's movie?
Not necessarily.
Nah, it is like definitely like if you want to throw something on for the theme of Valentine's Day, it's still good. But would I consider it like something like, oh, like we're going to sit here and like, you know, it's a love story, all this and that. Nah, it's mostly action. Like, but if the action was good.
Like if Raven, instead of it being a raven, if it was like Cupid and he would throw like hearts.
Oh, instead of the feathers.
Yeah.
That's so right.
That would be pretty cool. Or like arrows. That would be pretty sick.
So in that movie, they did three different love stories. They did the main actor. They did the guy Raven. And they did one of the bad guys who, like, I guess was like getting into it with his wife. And what was the three storylines of that? They explained it at the end.
So basically,
like, you know what I'm talking about, right? When he was like narrating the movie at one point.
Yeah. So basically the assassin and his wife, they had gotten into like beef and she had kicked him out 3 days prior to like Valentine's Day.
But it was not the first time. Apparently.
No, it wasn't the first time. And he was just like, throughout the movie, he was just trying to be cute and like get her like cute gifts, big old bunny.
You forgot why? Because she said, because she told him that he's emotionally constipated.
Yeah.
And that's why she kicked his ass out.
And he's an assassin. So like, I think right before they go and like battle for the two.
Big, what's it called?
Spoiler.
There, yeah, for sure. Spoiler alerts now.
Before they fight the two main like assassins, I guess. You basically see him just call her and be like, hey honey, I love you, I'm gonna get into like something really stupid and all, but I just want you to know I'm gonna try to be more emotionally there for you. And at the end of it, like, I guess she texts him back like, I love you too, can't wait to see you when you come home or something. Oh,
it's because his voicemail, he like actually like gave out some emotions. But I forgot, like, what their whole thing is. So, pretty much, like, for them, it was, like, show your partner more emotion, and it'll work out.
I like how the black guy was, like, throughout the movie.
I wish we knew their names, just so we didn't call them, like, the white guy.
Yeah,
the black
but
guy. There was no Hispanic guy.
Yeah, I like how he, like, throughout the movie, he was just kind of, like, the actual friend where he was kind of, like, oh, don't be a pussy, don't be a wuss. And then at the end of it, he was, like, I'm sorry if it was something like pussy of me to do. And he was like, nah, man, like that's your real emotion. Like,
and that's why I feel like your friends really should be like, if you really love the bitch, your homie should be like, nah, bruh, I'll sit here and shut the fuck up while you send her that voicemail. Like the homies that hype you up when you do that mandilon shit. That's what y'all say, call each other like that. When y'all do that mandilon shit, like it's those homies that like if they say you really love this bitch, like, and they hype you up or try to help you get the bitch back, like those are the real homies. If they're the homies that nah fool, fuck that girl,
it'd be like funny though, because I have friends that be the same way. Like they'd be like, man, you're still texting her or shit like that. But then, like, once they actually, like, see me, like, texting you or whatever, they'd be like, no, go, like, go ahead and send your message or go ahead and call her, you know? Let her know what's going on.
So, there was that one and what, okay.
So, Raven and is then, a poet.
Oh, wait, okay, so, yeah, so one of the other assassins, Raven, he's a poet and he won this girl over with his words. And so, pretty much, their whole thing is, like, when you come from two separate worlds.
Yeah.
Like, y'all could really heal each other and like make each other better, because for them, that assassin, this motherfucker was big, y'all. They made him look like Shaq, and he ended up falling in love. Oh my god. So that the girl from iCarly, the blonde girl, the best friend, okay, at one point she was dating this big tall black dude. Like he was built like Shaq. I'm not sure if he was damn near as tall, but he was not fat, but he was big,
right,
like Shaq, and tall as fuck like Shaq. Uh-huh. It was a big black guy too. So when I seen in the movie the guy that we're talking about, Raven, he's this big tall black dude and he falls in love with this petite little white girl, and that reminded me of that couple from that girl from iCarly. Yeah, because she dated a dude like that. But pretty much like with their love story was like they came from two completely different worlds, but she's like bringing him back to the good side so he doesn't like do stupid shit no more and get hurt, and pretty much just trying to show him like, yo, like, you can change your life just like you say you want to do it in your poems.
I think that one was the cutest one out of all of them, just because of the fact that like how she said, or how he told her, like, nobody has ever been able to understand my poetry. And she was I was able to.
No, you know, that's like, not what that she said. He said, nobody's ever been able to understand my poetry. And she said, nobody's ever been able to say what I think or how I feel.
How I feel, I think.
That was so beautiful,
that
y'all.
To me was like,
that was the main love story for me.
Yeah, like, to me, that was just like, that was cute as fuck. And especially how she, like, they had a long-ass car ride. And just so you guys know, she's the assistant to the main story.
Yeah, we're really giving y'all some fucking spoiler alerts here. We're damn near just telling you the movie.
So that one, to me, was the Rotten Tomatoes cute who? One.
And then the main one. The last one. Which was, the, like, not even, like...
I think that one was cute, but they didn't give us enough backstory to kind of fall in love with, like,
their the actual story. Yeah, because for the main characters, the point is that the guy was in love with her and never told her. And she was in love with him and never told him. Wah, wah. And eventually, obviously, like, yeah, they tell each other they like each other after all the bullshit. But I just feel like with the main, like you said, we didn't really get that much background on them, how exactly they fell in love, all this and that. So I feel like with the main couple, it definitely could have been more. I didn't like it, though, how it ended, because it pretty much ended with the girl bringing him back to his assassin ways. When he didn't want to be there, he wanted to sell houses. So for the main love story, I don't think that relationship was going to last, because he liked his life after being an assassin.
I think it was more like she finally made him understand, you're not living, you're hiding. Like, you're hiding from what you are, who you are. And he finally understood it, like, you know what? I am hiding. Like, I want to be with you. This is what comes with you, you know?
Yeah, I think that he made the wrong choice. Personally, but
I thought he was gonna fall in love with his assistant.
Me too.
Okay, I was the only one.
I saw it at the beginning. I thought that they were gonna fall in love too, and then once I realized that she was gonna fall in love with
Raven.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite assassin?
Raven. That motherfucker, once he pulled out the blade out, his shoe was sick as fuck.
Honestly, once he threw the little fucking
feathers,
I was just like, that's sick. Like, that's a fucking, I wonder why they called him Raven until I seen that.
So, yeah, guys, I rated it a 3.5 and you rated it a 4. It was still a good movie, though. I would definitely recommend it. I wouldn't sit there and watch it twice, but it was a good movie. So the other option for Valentine's Day was Heart Eyes. All right. So one of everybody's talking about it, like saying like, all right, what's the deal with them trying to make these horror movies or killer movies for every freaking holiday season, like Christmas, Thanksgiving, they had one, now they got one for Valentine's Day. Leprechaun's been there, Krampus, but there was also another scary one on Halloween. I forgot what the fuck it was, but Krampus is for sure one of them. Now they have this Valentine's Day killer, and then who knows what they're gonna bring out for Easter. The Easter Bunny is gonna be killing kids, chopping their heads off or biting them off like that. So do you think that it's weird that they're making all these like horror or murder movies for all these other holidays that have nothing to do with it?
Honestly, not necessarily. Just because it's a cool like aspect of, yeah, we grew up watching all these things and we always knew them as like, oh my god, they're so cute, but like, what happens if they weren't cute? That's what I like about it, because it's like, what happens if it wasn't a good day? Or what happens if it, like you said, the Easter Bunny was out here fucking biting kids' heads off with his big ass teeth or some shit, you know? Like,
yeah, that sounds scary. I would definitely be traumatized. Cool.
But to me, I like that more than like what they're doing now with like Peter Pan and like Winnie the Pooh and stuff like that.
Recreating classic kids movies into horror stuff.
Yeah, like some of those I'm just kind of like, eh, not really into it. The Peter Pan one kind of looks good, because that one's kind of like, if he really wasn't taking them to Neverland but instead he was killing them,
right?
And that's why they lived forever as a kid, like what the fuck.
You know? I see that.
You know what I mean? So,
you know what? We should do that. We should watch the, I think the Winnie the Pooh one is online or something now. We should watch those movies and then come back with the review next week. Only one of us is sick, y'all. Only one of us is sick. But, I mean, Who knows? My next episode, you might be sick. Cause
I just had some dust in my throat. But for the Krampus one, I kind of understood that one just because Krampus. It is like a spirit from Christmas. But Hard Eyes is just like a... I don't know. I want to say that there was like another movie that was just like it.
I really wanted to see that one too. We were going to see that one originally. But then we ended up watching this one because I did want to watch something funny. And I don't know, y'all. I don't know about you, but me lately, I think it was right after Terrifier 2. Now when I'm in the movies and I hear like crazy shit going down, it gets me anxious because I feel like somebody's going to just stand up and blast this bitch up. I ain't even fucking playing with you. But I would have been down to see like that one, the Hard Eyes, more because it's just like, it looks like he's just like a classic knife killer or something.
Right, right, right.
But yeah, like when it comes to like shooting and shit on some scary shit, I don't think so. But like if we're watching an army movie or something, I'm down. So I kind of want to still see Hard Eyes too. So we should definitely see that. But yeah, you guys, comment down below if you guys seen those Christmas movies. Those horror movies on Valentine's Day or killer movies.
Yeah, those killer movies on special holidays.
Yeah. What do you guys think about that? Do you guys think they should stop that? Do you guys think that they should stop rebooting classics like Winnie the Pooh and Barney to be murders? What do you guys think? Comment down below. Or are you guys those horror freaks and y'all are living for this shit? And mind your business, because I know you can hear how congested we are. All right, you guys, let's go ahead and just go into our first segment, the dream segment. If you're new here, this is the dream segment, and we talk about the dreams that we have when we're asleep at night. The ones that we can't control, the ones that are unpredictable, make sense, don't make sense, all of the above. So you guys are also able to go ahead and drop down a dream in our Google form that's listed down below in the bio, where we can read your dreams here on the podcast anonymously. So before we go ahead and read the Google form ones, I want to ask you if you have a dream.
I have a short one.
All right, go for it.
So recently at work, we have a little tool shed, and this shit is like in the middle of a ranch, you guys. So there's little critters and everything moving around all the time.
Literally, and anything from a fucking raccoon to a black widow.
Literally. So we went ahead and we were eating for lunch, and out of the corner of my coworker's eye, he seen a rat. Mm-hmm. So it got us into like just putting down sticky rat traps and shit, and we caught like 4 or 5 Ew. Of them already. Yeah, like a whole little family. And I don't know if it was like because...
You caught the whole gang.
Basically, I don't know if it was because of like that shit had me fucked up or something. But last night I was literally asleep and I was dreaming about like... I don't know how it happened, but I broke down the wall to like the tool shed.
Mm-hmm.
And once I broke it, like...
Ew, don't hit tell into me. It,
a bunch of rashes like bursted out of
That's
the fucking
disgusting.
Thing. Yeah, but like once like they pushed me over with like the amount of rats there were, I fell into like our bed, and then that's when I woke up this morning.
That's fucking gross.
Yeah,
that's my mom's worst nightmare. My mom literally pisses herself to one rat. I can't imagine. She would just die at that point. Honestly, literally, like, just die of cardiac arrest.
I ain't even gonna lie, they're like, even for me, I don't like rats. Like, I don't like seeing them, and to me it's like I don't mind killing a rat, but the craziest shit I ever seen was like, one day my mom had one in her bathroom, and I forgot what we were having a party for, and somebody like screamed.
Not at the party.
Yeah, and somebody was screaming, and they're like, oh my God, we have a rat in the bathroom, blah, 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 blah. My mom was on some savage mode.
I'd be so fucking embarrassed.
Dude.
I'm like, that's the neighbors, I swear.
She was embarrassed and all, but like she fucking went ahead and like stepped on it, and I seen like everything come out of the rat, and I was just like, ugh. And then yeah, after that, it was just like, I got over it.
Okay, that's disgusting. I was gonna say something to that reminded me of like that one time you said that that your brother freaking my bad I was reading something that your brother, when he ripped that wall down, there was like a bunch of bees, and he ended up finding out that the whole house was infested with bees.
Oh yeah,
that's kind of what it was giving. Just equally as gross. Well,
I'd rather have bees than free honey.
I'd rather have bees than rats, too. What terrifies rats, like, It's not the way that they look that scares me. What freaks me out is when they start running and I know they can climb up, and their teeth, like those type of teeth like that rats have or bunnies have, like those two front sharp teeth are what terrifies the shit out of me.
Honestly,
like that's what's crazy. If a rat can jump on me and just, that's fucking terrifying.
What terrified me was knowing, like in, I think Fast and the Furious 2, they put a rat on a guy's stomach and they heat up the paw on top of it. So the rat, like, once he starts realizing he's being fucking cooked,
he starts digging into you.
Yeah.
Wait, that was on Fast and the Furious?
Yeah, that was on Fast and the Furious, I think 2, if I'm not mistaken.
Damn. Those movies used to hit, y'all. Are they done?
The
last one?
No, they have one more coming out still.
And that's the last one they said, right? They said.
I mean, yeah, and then I think some dude is working on a show to show, like, what happened in the beginning of the story, like, how everybody met, like, the original gang and stuff. I want to watch that one.
That would be cool, but it's just fucking cancel the last one, y'all. We're fucking good. Just give us the show, and we'll see if we want it from here or not.
Well, the show's supposed to be, like, the original street races and everything. That's what I'm excited for.
That would be cool. It's just this new shit's fucking lame. All right, you guys. So here's one that was left in our Google form. So, this is a dream that they left. What's your knowledge on period sex and dreams? Years ago, I used to fuck with a guy who didn't mind fucking on my period. It's been 6 years and I still have dreams about him. And I can confidently say I have no feelings for this man. But every time I dream about him, it's always in a relationship way. The dreams are so vivid, I remember all the details. All the little details, she said. Or he. I've heard when you have sex on your period, you're kind of doing a little spell on that man, LMFAO. But I didn't know it could work for us girlies too. And then I said, there's a little segment right here in the dreams or in the Google form that's what's a secret that you keep from your partner? And this person said, what I just shared about with you. So this person is keeping their dreams away from their partner. All right. So my knowledge on period sex, this is what I got from personal experiences and the Flow app and my own healthcare provider. So, bitch, everybody's telling me this, and I'm going to tell you this right now. When it comes to period sex, it could cause you to have, I forgot if it was gonorrhea or chlamydia. That part I did forget, but it can make you get an infection. And men, if you don't want to hear this, skip this, but I'm going to explain why. The reason why that happens is because what was told to me by my healthcare provider is that when you guys are doing or having sex on your period, you're shoving all that dirty blood up, all that dry, bad blood, because what's coming out of us is no longer useful blood. So you're shoving that back in there. It's getting into, if he's circumcised or not, it's going to get in his folds. And it's just an unsanitary thing. But a lot of people I know have said they've done it and they've been good. I guess just like that, you know, that there's a chance of it. And if that man's packing, that shit for sure going deep in you. So just be careful. With the dream sex or like period sex and dreams. Okay, so I do know that they also say, like, if we have sex when we're on our periods, it definitely makes that man stay with us longer. And it is a spell. Not sure if I really believe that spell. The only guy that I did it with died, so it don't really count. Well, it does, but you know. Maybe we should try it, but I'm also pretty fucking scared to do it again. So with the dreams, I don't know about period sex affecting your dreams, but maybe there is a thing where it's two ways where that spell can go both ways, and that's why you're so clinged on to this man. Or who knows, maybe you, like you said, you don't want him in a relationship. But what if she just wants, you know, a little something out that man?
She did the Kardashian curse on the man. But no, for real.
And she said that's her secret from her partner.
If that's your secret, that's a good one to keep.
Yeah, I'm like, not a good one, but you should definitely keep it to yourself.
You should, because it's like, if you haven't let this man hit it while you're on your period, and now you know that it's a curse.
Wait, like, what if you try to fuck with this man on your period and maybe you might make a new spell? And then you could get rid of the other one.
That but pussy out here making potions.
If you get something, bitch, don't say I. That's you got free will. That's up to you. If you get a STD or an infection, free will. An infection after I already warned you, that's on you. But maybe that'll work. I don't know.
So can somebody explain to me where this free will word came back from? Because I've been hearing a hell of people use free will okay. so much.
The only reason. Well, are we done with this dream? Yeah. Is that all you got to say for her?
Thank you so much for dropping.
Wait, it has to be a her. No shit.
Thank you so much for dropping the dream and everything.
Shout out to you.
Like YG said, that pussy got power, so use it respectfully. And if you're still having dreams about that person, I don't know, like, if you're happy where you are, I just say don't really think too much about it. That's your past. Leave it in the past.
And plus, dreams are, like, uncontrollable. So, bitch, if you're having fun in that dream with that man, I mean, I guess. I mean, and it ain't hurting nobody.
If, like, in your dream you guys are fucking while you're on your period, I would say just let the man hit while you're on your period. See if that shit works out for you guys, you know?
To even the spell?
For real, or, like...
PEMDIS.
You know, like, just to... If you really want to get rid of it, do the same thing that you did.
All right, okay, but... That's up to you. I don't want to. No, don't. You're saying it like you have to. Don't do it unless you want to. And the reason why. All right. I'm good with.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. Shout out to you, though. Shout out to you for leaving that. Like we said, guys, all anonymous. So I feel like a lot of people don't believe that part because you do have to sign into your Google to do it. But it doesn't show me shit. But it's just like, I mean, you're using a Google form. They're obviously going to have you log in.
Right.
They know who you are, not me. But when it comes to free will, the only reason why I say free will, because I seen this girl, I told you, she was washing dishes, and she's like, I have, when you remember you have free will, and she grabs a chair to sit down and do the dishes. And all these kids, they don't really understand what free will. Free will comes from the Bible. Well, it's what God, it's the only thing God gave us. He gave us free will
well, no, to I know choose that.
What we want to do, so.
I like I knew like where it originated from, but I was just kind of like
the kids nowadays are
everybody
just
saying it.
No, the kids nowadays are just saying it because they want to do whatever the hell they want, and they're like, "Well, I have free will," and you do, but y'all know what you're doing with that free will.
I have that free will to whoop that ass.
Ooh, period. I have free will to have that dream. Ay. But yeah, you guys. I kind of do want to do that period shit to see what happens, but then I'm really fucking scared. Really fucking scared. And once you get that fucking, once you get it, bitch, and then they tell you why you got that. I don't remember what I got. I don't remember if it was gonorrhea or some shit, but it was, point is because I had period sex. But once you get it, then you're terrified. You're fucking terrified. You're shitting bricks. You don't want to do it. Personally. All right. So... Okay, so you wanted to talk about that one guy that got swallowed and then spit out. He said, ugh, I don't like this. Where was it? Where was it at?
It was in Chile. It was
he off said, the I don't like y'all seasoning in Chile.
So, yeah, it was crazy. It happened February 14th.
On Valentine's Day is fucking crazy.
So he got his first kiss from a whale. That's crazy. I mean...
Wait, okay, so go with some backstory. What happened? Tell us what happened.
Basically, this
man... Oh, my God, a Valentine's Day horror story IRL, guys. Coming to you live on Sunday. Wait, not live.
This man was basically hiking... Oh, not hiking. Imagine. He was
kayaking,
yeah. He was kayaking off the shores of Chile with his father, and they were just basically just having a good time.
Wait, there was two men on the boat?
No, it was just him on the boat and his dad was on a separate boat. Oh, okay. He's the one that caught it on film.
Oh, kayaking is the ones where only one person can sit on the thing, right?
No, you could have two, I believe, but like it's usually just one.
Uh-huh.
And his son was basically behind him. And the way he explains it was like, I felt water hit my back. Mm-hmm. He's like, but I knew it wasn't water because it was too heavy. And he's like, and then out of nowhere, he's like, I felt like... what's it called? Like, kind of like a gooey feel in my mouth. He's like, and then all around me, the only thing I seen was dark blue and white. And then I was swallowed. He's like,
wait, the sun was swallowed?
Yeah. And he's like, the crazy part, he's like,
oh my God, imagine the feelings his dad felt.
That's what I'm saying. And he's like, the crazy part, he's like, me and my father were just talking about how orcas. I don't know why I can't talk.
Orcas.
Yeah, why orcas, how they were over here, like, fucking with boats and eating people and stuff like that. Like, they have that. And he's like,
they've been doing that recently. Like, they've been coming out more.
Yeah, and, like, messing with boats and stuff. So he thought that's what hit him. And he's like, dude, I'm fucking dead. He's like, I'm swallowed. Uh-huh. And he's like, and as soon as he, like, basically just spat me out, he's like, I just grabbed onto the boat, knew I was okay. He's like, I knew it would be worse if the whale had just hit me. Mm-hmm. Instead of just swallowing me. Mm-hmm. And he's like,
he could have, like, broken his bones and stuff.
Yeah, like, he could have just killed him, locked him out. And he's like, so as soon as I felt like the wind and everything, he's like, I just swam to my boat and I heard my father just say, get on the boat, get on the boat. It's okay. Don't freak out. So I think that shit would be so fucking crazy. Wait,
so what swallowed him? A whale?
A humpback whale.
Humpback whale. How big is that?
That shit's fucking,
I know that shit literally huge. Just like came up out the water, opened his mouth and was like, whoop.
Yeah.
And an orca would have for sure ate him?
Yeah.
Why did the whale not eat him?
Whales don't eat meat.
Oh, really?
Yeah, whales don't eat meat.
They're bottom feeders?
Yeah, I think so. Like, they eat plankton and stuff like that. Like
plankton?
Yeah, they don't have teeth. That's why, like, they say that. I don't think so. I think that's why they said Noah survived in him, in a whale, for, like, 3 days or something like that.
Wait, Noah from the boat?
Uh-huh.
Wait, so there was a whale that ate the boat with all the animals in there?
No. It ate him. Like, I know somebody in the Bible had gotten eaten by the whale. Uh-huh. And he was basically, like, he was in there for, like, 3 days and survived. But a humpback whale can grow up to 60 feet.
And that's what ate him?
Yeah.
60 feet. God damn. And so what? After that, they just had to take him to the hospital and stuff?
So they did take him to the hospital because the water was hella cold. And he said that he was going to get hypothermia. And that's what he was scared about.
Wait, I thought you had to be, like, in the cold for a long time to have hypothermia.
You do, but his whole body was soaking wet. Like, he just got swallowed in water.
Well, buddy, you should have thought about that before you went to the water, period.
And just kind of to give you an idea. Oh, it's 12:12, you guys. To give you an idea, a school bus is usually 45 feet. Hmm? A school bus is 45 feet. So a whale, a humpback whale is, like, 15 feet bigger.
Uh-huh. After that, they just swam to the shore and it left them alone?
Yeah, his dad basically just grabbed his canoe and started, or his kayak, and started pedaling. And his son was grabbing onto his kayak and the boat. And they got back. And they took him to the doctor. Everything seems to be fine with him. He's just kind of, like, thankful that it was a whale instead of an orca. Yeah, orca. And, yeah, I think that would be, like, a pretty amazing story to have, you know? Like, the feeling of it.
I got ate on Valentine's Day. I got ate the fuck up on Valentine's Day.
You know?
That mouth was going crazy on Valentine's Day.
She swallowed me whole.
Literally. Oh. Yeah, Chile? Yeah. That was in Chile? Fuck, that's fucking scary. I mean, don't even know what you would, at that situation. I know that they say that the only reason why those types of animals come up and eat us is because they think that we're sea lions. Because, like, the way that the surfboards and the board and the canoes and stuff are all shaped, they look like sea lions to them. So that's why they're like, bad.
Well, he said on his thing, he's like, I think he just did it because he was curious, or he was trying to tell us something. He's like, but, well, that's what the guy said. Like, that's what he felt like.
I love seeing those videos to where it's like these people will help an animal, like, get better. Like, let's say, they find, like we did, we found that coyote that was not beat up, but definitely going through it. And we brought him home until he got better. Yeah. Like, where those animals, like, people would do that. They'll find animals that are hurt. They'll take them back. And then the animals will come back and, like, bring them a present or come back and say hi. Or, like, the ones where, like, let's say there's one animal asking for help and, like, the people will follow and they'll take them to their other friend that needs help. Like, oh my God, those types of videos, fucking, they're like, I love to watch those videos. Because animals, like, they really love to give us stuff back. Like, even with my cats, like, those little guys, if they really could, they would bring me birds every day. And they were out. They will.
In Colorado, when I was little, you guys, we used to go to Colorado every winter and every summer for the breaks, like school breaks. And I believe it was winter time that we found a little baby deer out in the pasture, and his mom had, like, dipped. So
fuck them kids.
We had these Peruvians that would come over and they would help around the ranch and stuff and work. And they ended up adopting this baby deer and putting him in like one of our horse stalls. And we had him probably like 5-6 years until he grew up almost like the size of a fucking horse. Mm-hmm. So they always took care of him and everything.
But they're bigger than horses, no?
Yeah, or they're bigger. The same? No, they can go way bigger than a horse.
Like, a deer?
Yeah, they can get bigger and they are way faster. Like
than a horse?
Uh-huh.
Oh, the more you know.
I mean, a moose. I didn't
think they would be faster. I know mooses are big as, or huge.
Moose.
I know they're big as fuck only because of Brother Bear. Like the way that they were next to the bear, I was like, God damn.
Yeah, they're fucking big. But yeah, deer is pretty big. And like once you see his antlers and everything grow, they're huge. And we basically took care of him. We fed him with like milk and all this stuff like when he was a baby. And we finally let him out in the wild. And my grandpa put a tag on him with a green, like a bright green tag.
Mm-hmm.
And every hunter knew not to kill this one deer.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually he became like the leader of the whole pack. And our Peruvians that worked out there, they have a video where they would literally just sit like in the truck to go out there and feed them in the playgrounds, our deer playgrounds.
Uh-huh.
And they would just call his name out. They'd be like, Benito, come here, come here.
Not Benito.
And this fool could be literally like on top of the mountain and would hear them. And would go all the way down the mountain with all his people and literally let them touch like where the horns are. Every year they fall off.
So pretty much he trained the other ones not to fuck with his friends, I guess.
Well, he basically.
Or are they like natural, like, oh, we see humans, we're going to square up animals, or they're just.
No,
not?
Like if they see you, they're running. They're gone.
Okay, they're scared of us.
Yeah,
okay.
So like for them to actually be able to go all the way down the mountain and just be like chilling with them and eating with them, like it's crazy. And they were like I said, their horns fall off every year and there's a pink thing like where their horns go, like skin. Mm-hmm. And they said that it's super, super soft and he would let them like touch them and everything, like the whole crew would. And eventually, like, they let him out.
I'm a sucker for those videos.
Yeah, I'll ask the guy because he has videos on his phone. I'll ask him if he can send us, like, the video of him calling him down the mountain and asking him, like, to let him touch him. Like, it's pretty cute. They're fucking crazy.
The more you know, guys, the more you know. All right. So, do you have anything else to say about this so we can move on to our final segment?
No.
Then let's go ahead and roll those clips, baby.
So the first question is, what is one embarrassing moment that has happened to you that you have not told her, whether it happened before you guys started dating or now that you guys are together?
This one time we went out to get like Korean barbecue. Uh-huh. But and then she had made the food most of the time and it was good, but then she only cooked some of the stuff, so I got sick the next morning and I was just like throwing it up in the bathroom. But then, like, she was still knocked out, so she didn't know what's saying is happening. And then I remember waking up and then stepping out, and she, like, oh, you good? And I was just like, I just threw my guts up in the bathroom. But yeah, I was like, yeah, I'm good. And then she just had no clue it's ever happened. So I think that because it was just, I don't know, because it was bad. I was on the floor and everything, so that's probably awesome.
Like, if she finds me right now.
Right, it's embarrassing. This is a horrible position.
You're over here praying up to God, I won't eat that shit.
I'm
no
like,
more.
I might not see her again. She's crazy.
I ain't gonna eat her cooking.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Yeah.
What about one secret you haven't told her, whether it happened before you guys started dating or now that you guys are together?
Hmm. I think it's called, at one point she didn't know what my name was. Because I had been going by another name.
Oh, shit.
And then I didn't want to change that name fully, but like no one else really knew that name. I had used it with her the first time I met her, and she just kept calling me the whole time.
So, like I said, you guys are going to know each other's answers or the name of the podcast. So it's just me and the listeners right now. First question is, what's one embarrassing moment that he doesn't know about? And it could have happened to you before you guys even met or while you guys were together, but he doesn't know about it.
I think my most embarrassing moment in front of him, honestly, was we were tripping together, and I, like, fully broke down, and I think it was, like, after a month we started dating, so I feel like it was the most embarrassing with him.
Uh-huh.
Just because I never let anybody see me cry, you know what I mean? So
it was a bad trip.
It was a bad trip. I had so much going on in my life. Like, I recently, like, just had, like, arguments with my family. So it was just a tough time. So it was just really awkward.
Right?
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, he stuck through it with you,
though. Yeah, he has.
He a real one. What about one secret that he doesn't know about? Sorry. What about one secret that he doesn't know about?
A secret he doesn't know about. We're honestly pretty open with each other. I feel like I do look at his following a lot.
You like see the numbers changing?
I see his follower count go up and I'm like, who followed him? Like, uh-huh. What makes you so interested in him?
Right. He's not interesting.
I'm just like, I feel like sometimes he's so out of my league that I'm like, I gotta like keep an eye out, you know?
Right.
But hey,
everybody be keeping an eye on people, you know? All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
So the first question is, what is one embarrassing moment you have not told her just yet, whether it happened to you before you guys started dating or now that you guys are together?
I used to be friends with her brother, and for the longest time he thought I was gay.
Wait, she did or he did?
He did, and she knows that one of her brother's old friends is gay, and I haven't seen him yet since we started dating.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. What about one secret that you have kept from her ever since you guys started dating, either before or now that you guys are together?
One I had was I was homeless and didn't tell her.
Oh,
just mobbing it through.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
Thank you.
So the first question is, let me stand this way so you guys don't face each other. First question is, what's one embarrassing moment that he doesn't know about? And you guys are going to know each other's answers or the name of the podcast. And okay. This embarrassing moment could have happened before you guys even met, too.
Okay. Oh, my God. I thought that was him, bro. Probably when I shit my pants. Can't even lie to you.
Where?
Girl, I was... Okay, what happened was all I had ate that day was, like, a hot dog. And it was at my house, thank God. But, dude, it was really bad.
Yeah? Hey, at least you were at home.
That's true.
At least you were at home. And you learned your lesson with the glizzies.
I did.
Okay. What about one secret that he doesn't know about?
A secret? Oh, we haven't been dating that long. I'm really bad with money.
Yeah? Like you have a shopping addiction?
Something like that. I'm just so bad at saving.
Hey, treat yourself.
Exactly. That's the problem. I can't say no to myself.
Save. Thank you. I appreciate it. Viva Las Vegas. Okay, you guys, those were our couples from What Happens in Vegas, a segment where we go around my city of sin, my home sweet home, Las Vegas, asking couples what's one secret and one embarrassing moment they keep from their partners, and we air their shit out here, and you guys are able to air your shit out down below in the description with that Google form, so if you guys want to let it be known, get it off your chest, go in that Google form. All right, for our first couple, the girlfriend. She had a bad trip and started breaking down. I feel like when you do any type of drug, weed, because, I mean, I guess they consider it a drug, whatever. We're not going to get into all that. But whenever you do whatever, even when you drink fucking liquor, I feel like as long as you do it with somebody you're comfortable and you feel safe around, I feel like everybody knows there could be some bad shit that happens. You could have a bad trip, you know. So I feel like he should have just been aware like this might go bad. And if it bothered him, he's a bitch. And if he dealt with it, I mean, he's cool. I mean, I guess he did because they were still together. So,
I mean, I feel like whenever you have a bad trip and the people that are around you are like the people you end up getting closer to, you know, like bonding more with, just because it's like, damn, you really seen what I just went through.
Yeah. No matter what you guys want to try, if you guys are going through some bad shit in life, that is not the time to try this shit. When you try shit, it's supposed to be when you're in a good vibe, you know, everything's going good. Because when you guys are not in a good place in life, that's why you guys have bad trips. I don't really do shit other than... Sorry, you guys. I don't do shit other than smoke weed, liquor. Liquor was the same shit. If you're going through it and you drink some liquor, it's going to make you break down. So the only thing I could tell you guys is ecstasy is fun. All right. The secret was that she looks at his following numbers go up and down. Bitch, it's okay.
Nah, her secret should have been.
I look at the snap score.
Her secret should have been the fact that she fucking said, what do people find interesting about him?
I was said just that. Like, damn. Oh, no, I said that. I was like, he ain't interesting.
No, but like if you hear the audio, she said something about his, like what makes him interesting. I think is what she said, and I was like, bro, like that's so fucked up. Period. You don't find him interesting.
No, it's what we want to know what you bitches find interesting with them, like what caught your eye? Cause bitch, no, I'm gonna take out your eyes. All right, the boyfriend was that they went to go eat Korean barbecue. This is his embarrassing moment, and I guess she cooked it wrong, so it fucked him up. Is that what he said? That she cooked it wrong?
Yeah.
I feel like maybe it just didn't hit him right because she was sound asleep while he was blowing that bitch up. Because
Korean barbecue, when you go and eat it, you have to cook it yourself.
That's why. I feel like she cooked it right, but it just didn't settle with him because she was fine.
I mean, you never know. Like, my stomach is a little bit more sensitive than yours for some reason.
Yeah, your stomach a bitch. It can't handle shit. Y'all, one bag of Doritos. One bag of hot Cheetos got this motherfucker crying and praying to God.
Not even. It's just fucking chorizo now. That shit just fucks me up.
Okay. The more you know, I guess. His secret was that she didn't know his name for a hot minute. He don't even think she knows it still. This is what happens with you street motherfuckers. Just give out your name, Joseph.
I mean, that's the crazy part. Like, once I asked him, I think he said that his name was C or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. And, like, she called him by that, and he didn't respond to it. So I was kind of like, bro, how are you going to come up with the name but not know your name?
Yeah, he got a, what's that midlife crisis? All right, for our second couple, the embarrassing moment for the girlfriend was that she shit her pants at home because of a glizzy. Bitch, I think we're in the same boat. I think we're all in the same boat, all three of us, because pork be fucking us up. But we gotta have a glizzy here and there.
Pinches puercos.
Literally. The secret for the girlfriend was that she's bad with money. And I feel like that's something you should tell a man when you're ready to settle down. Just let him know. I feel
like that's any female. Like, you guys are
it's definitely
good,
like,
with money, but at the same time, it's like, once you guys go shopping, it's like, oh shit, I forgot I have a house. I got rent. I got bills.
No, they even say that, like, girls are better investors in stocks, that we're better investors with our money. Like, pretty much, I feel like women just run the economy. Like, because everybody knows if you want a good demographic and want to reach a lot of people, you go after the women. Women love to shop till they drop.
I think when it's easier to,
go for it.
I think it's just easier to, like, target you guys as an audience more than a man.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to us though, our male audience did go up. What's up, fellas?
Gang.
Okay. All right, so guys, comment down below, is it a turn off if a girl is bad with money, or what do you guys feel about that? What do you guys think about women that are bad with money? We all love to shop, but there is a difference between somebody who loves to spend money and someone who's bad with their money. Because you could go spend money and still know that you have money set aside for priorities.
Right.
But then there's people that are bad with money and just completely forget about their priorities. So, men,
for the people in the back.
So, men, what do you guys think about women and the way that they handle their money? Comment down below. All right. For the boyfriend, the embarrassing moment was that he was friends with her brother, and one of the brother's friends was gay, and they thought he was gay too.
They thought he was gay, and it turns out that the friend was gay. So
you see, this is why I'm like, why do guys play these fucking weird horny jokes? Like, oh, bend over, buddy.
Like, I mean, just because of the fact that it's like, it throws them off so much. Like, even my coworkers sometimes be like grabbing my waist, and I'm like, bro, don't be playing games with me like that. And like, it's funny because if you're going to do something to me that's like touching me like that, like, I'm gonna say some shit to make it fucking weird for you.
Okay, so his secret was that he was homeless, and you said, that's cool, I like that. This fool.
I mean, you guys, when you guys tell me your stuff, it throws me off sometimes, and I don't want to make you feel bad. Like, damn, bro.
Hey, the homie, definitely, he got through it though. Sounded like he got through it. So
yeah, I asked him about it, and he was just like, yeah, I was homeless, and I just didn't want her to like know, because I didn't want her to know I was struggling and stuff. And I was just like, damn. Like, I knew I said I like that for a reason. I like you.
Yeah. When it comes to that, I feel like we should just let our partners know. Because it's like, the whole point is to see if y'all ready to deal with that struggle together. So, I don't know. I don't remember this couple if they were young or not. But you never know. I feel like he should have said something. And if she really was down for him, she would definitely give him a hand.
I mean, I don't doubt it, but I feel like it's hard also, like, as a guy to be like, yo, I'm down on my ass and then have to have like help from somebody, you know?
What I don't know if it's a quote or whatever, but I always liked it. It said, behind every good man is an even better woman, or like us, like behind a man is like a woman that, you know, like
behind does a good every, man is a greater woman.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. That one, I was like, that's facts, because like the bitch in the movie said, y'all emotionally constipated.
Honestly, I felt that one once my grandfather passed away, like from my white side. Because like it's when I started realizing like, holy shit, like if my grandfather would have lived and my grandma in Mexico would have passed away, like our family would have been shambles, you know?
Just like mine is without my grandma. Yeah, literally, I feel like that's what happens when it's the women. Like, everybody knows that the men in the family are really like the nonchalant, and the women are the ones that, at least in a Hispanic household, or I don't know, in households, period, or just mine. But like, I feel like the women are what hold everything together, and then like the men do get shit done, but you need the girl there.
She needs to tell us what to do.
Watch you.
Okay.
Whip that boy. But yeah, you guys, those are our couples from What Happens in Vegas. So let's go ahead and wrap it up. What you gotta say before we peace out?
Last thing I gotta say is shout out to that anonymous secret and dream.
Hey,
shout
out to you. Hope you get that fixed, homegirl. Remember, PEMDAS.
Shout out to all the male audience in the fucking crowd tonight.
Actually, no.
I don't know why y'all guys. Hating. Yeah, why are you hating? That's why we don't like to be here sometimes. Y'all hate too much.
Bitch.
And shout out to everybody actually listening, you guys. We got past fucking
We're just going to go Valentine's over the fact Day. That our co-host said that's why we don't like to be here sometimes.
Well, y'all hate on us sometimes a little too much. Like, calm down. It's Valentine's season. Keep the love at least till next year. Hope y'all had a good Valentine's and everything. If he didn't get you nothing, slash his tires. If she didn't get you them Hellcat tires that you wanted, break her windows. You know what I'm saying? We on savage mode. Love y'all.
I don't even know what to say. But all right, you guys. Thank you for tuning in once again. If you're on Apple or Spotify, drop that 5-star review. If you guys are on any other platform, make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe. Make sure you guys head down below to the description to get the Google form and all our links to all our platforms. Instagram is scene.verduenza_pod. Instagram again, scene.verduenza_pod. Other than that, I wish you guys have a great, safe week, and I'll see you guys on the next one.
No tienes vergüenza, mami. Baby, quiero ser el río de tu Tokio. Chingamos en la casa.